Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And summertime means a lot of things, but in the Christian community, it is youth conferences. And joining me right now, Jessica Anuza. She is youth ministry conference team. She's a part of that conference team at Resurrection House for All Nations. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Tell us, first of all, about the youth ministry at Resurrection House for All Nations.
Well, the youth ministry at Resurrection House for All Nations is composed of two groups. We have Focus 24-6, which is our 12-year-old to 17-year-old group, which is our middle school to high school group. And then we have Fresh Fire, which is our young adult ministry, and that's 18 to 25. And we are just a group of young people who are on fire for God and seeking God and trying to live up to the name that he gave us. Focus 24-6 comes from Psalms 24-6. That says, you know, we are the generation that seek him, that seek his face, O Jacob. And Fresh Fire is just, you know, what it is, the name. It's like we're living
fire
day by day to receive fresh fire from him every time we come together. So
that's great. That is awesome. So, you know, when you look at the youth today and everything you see in the news is so negative, it's so bad, it's so, you know, you would think, my God, we're not going to have anybody to depend on when we get older. Nobody to take care of us, because, you know, you guys are all out on the streets robbing and killing and doing all kinds of, you know, hateful things. And it's not so. You know, we really have to look deeper than what we see on the media.
Yes. And I think the media does a great job of painting one picture of our youth. However, there is always a remnant in every generation who's not doing what everyone is doing,
right,
or who's not living up to the status quo, but who are on a different path. And I think that that's encouraging when I do see it, and it is out there.
It amazes me. I said, look at the picture they're painting. It's amazing. And see, I have youth in your age group. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it bothers me to see that. But again, like you said, yeah, they do their job, but we have to look beyond that. We really do. So within you know, our faith, though, our youth do have issues. And so what are some of the issues that our young people, even in the faith, are challenged with?
A lot of us are challenged with deeper issues. A lot of us are not doing what people, quote unquote, do the normal sins, or like fornication and things of that nature, even though some are. But a lot of us deal with pride. A lot of us deal with bitterness, anger, judgments, those things that are deep rejection. I know that's a big thing that a lot of people deal with. And that's why this conference is so prevalent for now, because it's saying arise out of darkness. And there's no one darkness. Everyone has their own darkness.
Because
everybody has a different story. Everyone has a different life. Even if you can relate to someone, no one's life is exactly the same. So it's a personal conference this year, because God wants to bring us all out of our darkness, whether that's lying, whether that's stealing, whether that's low self-esteem, whether that's unbelief. You know, whatever your darkness is, that's what it is. So our youth, we're facing a lot of different issues because we all have different lives. We've all had different upbringings. So pride, lust, you know, homosexuality, whatever the name is, different things.
You know, I just was having a conversation with my older son about, you know, the fact that most of everybody's problems come from either childhood or young adult, where you've been hurt or some kind of way, you know, felt the hurt or really been deeply hurt by somebody close to you, and you don't talk about it, you don't forgive, and it just festers and moves on. So I was talking to him about, you know, his own issues and where they came from. And so we ended up having a really nice talk about that. But I wanted him to know that we all have to get through our issues, but we can't hold them in, because that's how the devil uses them.
Yes, and it's so important that as we see God, we ask the Holy Spirit to show us, because a lot of times there are issues that are affecting us that we've forgotten about or we don't even know that it affected us that deeply. And that's why we have to ask God, okay, Lord, search my heart and show me what's in me, because this may have seemed a light matter to me, or I may have thought I've gotten over it, but it could still be affecting me in my everyday walk. And that's when humility comes in. And like, you know, Apostle has been preaching about mercy.
Mm-hmm.
We throw ourselves on God's altar and say, Lord, have mercy on me, because I didn't even know that this issue was still affecting me, or it affected me this deeply, and mm-hmm. that's causing me to relate to people this way or make these types of decisions.
Oh, grown folks going through that.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's the
yes.
truth. Yeah. So talk about Arise Out of Darkness, this youth conference. Who is it going to be for? And just tell us what's going to happen during the conference and then how to be a part of it.
Well, so this year, you know, God impressed upon our hearts that we needed to arise out of darkness. And so this conference is really just that, like, it's a birthing. We believe it's a launching ground for those who are attending, because we believe that as we continue to pray and see God's face, that He will create an atmosphere for people to come and actually be delivered. We're believing for manifestation of healing, mm-hmm. emotional, physical, mental, deliverance, all of those things. And so the conference is for ages 12 to 26, but we're not going to turn anyone away. If you feel like you're 27 or you're 17, or you're 11, and you feel like, you know, I really need to come and I really feel like God is sending me here, then come on down. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are, really. But that's the kind of age, the specific age we're targeting.
Okay.
But it's going to kick off Friday, July 10th at 7 p.m. at Resurrection House for All Nations. And it's going to be an explosive night of worship in the Word. And then we're going to continue Saturday morning at 8 a.m., and we're going to have a worship session as well, and then there will be a baptism, and then we'll provide lunch around 12 o'clock, and then we'll have another session where we're believing God for impartation and healing and miracles as well, and then we're going to have a dinner break where people have the option to go home and, you know, take a nap or whatever they need to do to get ready to come back at 7 p.m. and to go hard again one more time. For another explosive night of worship and word and whatever God wants to do. We're really allowing the Holy Spirit to just have His way, because the point is not to, oh, we stuck to our program. No, the point is for God to really come and to change lives and deliver and set free and arise, and that everyone will arise out of their darkness. And so if you want to be involved, you can contact either myself or Minister Gavin Lane, or you can reach us through the church office at 770-994-3777. Or you can sign up, of course, at Resurrection House for Our Nations if you're a member.
Mm-hmm.
but we're really believing God for just an outpouring. And you can also check us out at our website at www.rhfanigniteconference.weebly.com. And that has all of our information. It has the vision, the mission, the reason why we're doing this conference, because we keep saying, you know, this is not just another youth conference. Mm-hmm. It is a movement. So, you know, that website has all the information. You can register there. Registration is absolutely free. And there also are T-shirts for purchase, and they're $15. So please go to the website, read about us, get excited, because expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. So
Amen.
If you come expecting God to move, He will definitely move for you personally.
Tell everybody where RHFAN is located.
RHFAN, Resurrection House for All Nations, is located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. And if anyone knows the area, it's behind what used to be the old Union Station Mall.
Yeah. That's dirt now.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's a pile of dirt now. Give the phone number one more time for more information. Do it slowly.
So you can reach, or for more information, you can reach us at the church office number, which is 770-994-3777. Or you can get more information from our website at www.rhfanigniteconference.weebly.com.
All right. We're looking forward to it. And again, it is July 10th and 11th, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Jessica Anuza, part of the Youth Ministry Conference team at Resurrection House for All Nations. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.